Welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for being with us on Thursdays here on our program. We hear from our theater critic, J. Wynn Russick. She reviews all things theatrical in the Mid-Atlantic region. Today, instead of a review, we are delighted to bring you a conversation between Judy and the Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Paula Vogel, whose most recent play, Indecent, opens in previews tonight at Baltimore Center Stage. Here's Judy.
Indecent is a play about a play. It tells the true story of an early 20th century Yiddish play, The God of Vengeance, by Sholem Asch. The God of Vengeance was a hit all over Europe and in New York. But after it was translated into English and produced on Broadway in 1923, the cast was arrested and the play closed down. On the other hand, Paula Vogel's Indecent had a highly praised Broadway run. No one was arrested. And it is one of the most produced new plays in American regional theaters this season. Paula Vogel joins us from her home in Wellfleet, Massachusetts. Full disclosure, a decade ago, after leaving the Baltimore Sun, I spent an academic year as a visiting student in her graduate playwriting program at Brown University. I'm proud to call her a friend. And Paula, I'm proud to welcome you back to WYPR.
I'm delighted to talk to you.
So let's start at the very beginning, as they say. Indecent actually had several starting points for you. I understand that you first read The God of Vengeance when you were a grad student at Cornell University, and you first read about the play's New York indecency trial in a book that was your final gift from your late beloved brother Carl 30 years ago. So in a way, it had been percolating in the back of your mind for a long time. Can you tell us a little bit more about the genesis of Indecent?
Well, the play itself, everyone who reads the play God of Vengeance reports, I think, a similar feeling that I had. There's a visceral impact. You don't anticipate that it will feel so resonant, so contemporary, because it's not a play that one ever forgets once you read it. And I had been really interested in plays and books that were deemed obscene or indecent. I had a fascination as well with Mae West plays. I did research about that, but nothing really struck with the impact of God of Vengeance. And the other thing that kept it alive for me was in the 80s, watching this country start to find other ways of censoring plays and books outside the realm of litigation. And there's a long line of censorship of plays like Sister Mary Ignatius Explains It All to You. Angels in America was pulled from many universities. So this has long been a kind of concern and fascination for me.
So, Paula, this play in particular, Indecent, your play, actually got launched with a phone call, am I right?
That's right. I got a phone call out of the blue from Rebecca Teichman, whose work I had seen, and I was aware that as a graduate student, she staged the trial of God of Vengeance, the indecency trial, as her MFA thesis. And I thought, wow, that's really wonderful. And very similar to Gross Indecencies by Moishe Kaufman.
Right, about Oscar Wilde.
The trial of Oscar Wilde. So I knew who she was. I knew of this thesis. She called me with Bill Rausch, and they basically said, you know, we'd like to ask you to write this play. Rebecca's not a writer, and she hasn't been able to let the idea go. The reason I said yes was during the phone conversation with the two of them, I saw a visual image, and I think this happens a lot with writers. You see an image, and it starts to haunt you. It's like a ghost in your mind. And what I saw when I was talking to them was a dusty, raggedy troupe of actors in an attic. And I saw it with such clarity that even during the first conversation, I said, I don't think the play is about the obscenity trial alone. And with their blessing, after trying it for a year, I made it into this other piece, Indecent.
Now, I should say that The God of Vengeance deals with religious hypocrisy, but it also included what was the first kiss between two women on the Broadway stage. And that may have been the ostensible reason that the court shut it down, but it wasn't the only or even the primary reason that the English language version was so controversial. What do you think were some of the other factors?
Well, in a way, I think that God of Vengeance, when it was presented in English, in an English translation on Broadway in front of a greater audience, became a perfect storm of different communities clashing. One thing to remember is that in the 1920s, it was the rise and actually became the height of the kind of know-nothing, nativist American movements that wanted to end immigration to the United States. And in this, they were successful. I think it was 1924. They basically stopped and closed our borders to Jewish immigration and to Southern Italian immigration. So imagine this play that talks about religious hypocrisy set in a brothel that actually looks at the kiss between two women as a pure love. At the height of anti-immigrant and anti-Semitism in the early 1920s, this play arrives. And the Jewish community, and particularly Rabbi Silverman, who was a very prestigious rabbi, he feared showing dirty laundry to the Gentile audiences would further incite the anti-Semitism. And then you have the Vice Squad interested in suppressing any representation of same-sex love. So it was really a kind of hotbed of jostling interests. And one of the reasons, of course, that I said yes was when I started this 8 years ago, hate crimes were on the rise. Anti-Semitism is rising again. And, of course, anti-immigration.
I'm talking with Paula Vogel, author of Indecent, the new play at Baltimore Center Stage. This was, as you say, a very long journey for you. I know that you were working on the play when I interviewed you for WYPR back in 2013. Now, as
right.
I mentioned, new productions have sprung up all over the country. In fact, the production at Baltimore Center Stage is a joint effort with Washington's Arena Stage and Kansas City Repertory Theater.
There are more than 20 productions this season in the United States. It's been translated and done in Prague. It's been done in Israel. And there's an upcoming production in Beijing. So, you know, basically at this point, I just send my blessings and my thanks.
Have you learned anything new or anything that you hadn't realized was there from these productions that you have seen?
One of the really great gifts of seeing new directors and new cast is seeing how much of your original impulse comes through. And the other thing that I'm really happy with is that I'm being told that it really connects with audiences. And I think one of the ways that this was framed originally, or that people may see it, is that it needs a Jewish audience. And that's not true. I think because it was a perfect storm of issues, there are different ways in. And the other thing that I'm thrilled about, absolutely thrilled about, is that younger audiences love it so much.
I should say that Rebecca Teichman, whom you mentioned, was the show's original director at Center Stage. It's being directed by Eric Rosen. I know you're hoping to come and see that production. Well, Paul, I'm going to ask you one last question. Indecent is very much a play about playwriting and about creating theater, creating art. I have to ask, as a playwright, do you feel a particular kinship or connection with Sholem Asch, the author of God of Vengeance, the play at the center of your play, Indecent?
In truth, I feel more of a connection with a character who just appeared. This is a character that's not historically sourced, and that's the stage manager, Lummel. I feel for Sholem Ash. I have some disagreements, having never met him, but I wanted to understand why this man would not go to the obscenity trial, and that was the central question for me. And then as I wrestled with that, I felt a great empathy with him. But, you know, the truth of the matter, the glory of theater is that it's created not only by the playwright. It's created by the company and the designers and the stage managers and the technicians. And so I really believe that theater belongs to the audience and theater belongs to the people who build the show and run the show and make the show.
Well, Paula, I know the audience in Baltimore is looking forward to Indecent. I certainly am looking forward to seeing it again here. It's been a joy talking with you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Judy.
Theater critic J. Wynn Russick, she spoke with the Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Paula Vogel last week. Indecent opens in previews tonight at Baltimore Center Stage, and we've got information about tickets on our website, wypr.org/midday. Next week, Judy will have a review of the Cohesion Theater Company's production of Frankenstein. Lunch for our guests today was provided by Eddie's of Roland Park. They're celebrating 75 years as Baltimore's gourmet grocer. Eddie's is making surprise workplace lunch drops every week this year as part of their year-long 75th anniversary celebration. For details, visit eddiesofrolandpark.com/anniversary. That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, it's the Midday News Wrap, plus the virtuoso flamenco guitarist Grisha Goricek plays for us live in Studio A. Till then, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.